For people who are blind or vision impaired to effectively use the web, websites need to be designed with accessibility in mind. Today we are joined by Amayika Kumara, Business Director of Access IQ, which is a new initiative of Media Access Australia that provides information and resources to professionals in the industry to make their work accessible to people with a disability. Amayika will be talking about the importance of web accessibility and some important changes and projects that are happening at the moment. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Roberta.
Now, tell us about Access IQ.
Well, Access IQ, as you said, is an initiative of Media Access Australia. And Media Access Australia is primarily consumer-focused, while Access IQ is more a business-focused initiative. It's centered around making sure that web developers and anyone involved in the creation of a website understands what they need to do to make websites accessible to people with a disability.
So how will this help people who are blind or vision impaired?
I tend to have lofty ideals, so our work will directly influence the generation of web developers. By educating and informing people in the industry who create websites, we make them more accessible. And when websites are more accessible, users with disabilities have greater access to information and then greater independence. So people who are blind or vision impaired should be able to navigate websites with ease, either using their assistive technology, whether that be screen magnifiers or screen readers. So it should have a direct impact for people who are blind or vision impaired.
Why is Access IQ important to the web development industry, do you think?
Well, it's a question of demand. Government now have instituted a strategy called the National Transition Strategy, which mandates that government websites, the federal government websites, achieve a compliance level of AA, which that's a list of guidelines basically set down by the W3C, which is sort of like the policymaker of best practice in the internet. So with these mandates in place, if government websites are mandating it, then it means that suppliers to government need to be aware of these compliance guidelines. And then further on is that once government comply, then it'll actually put pressure on industry to comply and make their websites more accessible. And as one industry, one person working for government basically said, if you don't have these skills, then you can't work for government.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
It's exciting, actually, and about time.
Yeah, and indeed. Now, how can people get involved in the cause for building an accessible web?
Well, I know perhaps it's the wrong thing to say, but I'd say just complain and demand access. By contacting the organisations you'd like to engage with on the internet, it's really important that you let them know that you can't use their website. On Media Access Australia, we actually do have some advice on how to make sure that websites are accessible, and you can basically make sure that the issue is a website, an accessibility issue, then identify the best way to make contact. So often it's webmasters or even customer service. I would actually say be specific about the problem that you're experiencing and outline the issue, and then I would follow up with the organisation. And if that doesn't work, I fully encourage people who are blind or have a disability or unable to navigate a website to take it higher and even to try and contact the Human Rights Commission.
Now, Amayika, there is an Access IQ website as well, is there?
There is an Access IQ website.
We might need to have that now then.
Well, the thing about the Access IQ website is that we're just about to launch on Thursday. So the URL is www.accessiq.org, but it's sitting behind a firewall at the moment. So from the 19th of July, it'll be available, and it's very much an industry website where you can find all about how to make websites accessible.
Well, if you want to find even more about web accessibility, you can visit Media Access Australia website, a wonderful website, mediaaccess.org.au, or you can call 02 9212 6242. Then there's always the email info@mediaaccess.org.au. Thank you, Amayika.
Thanks, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Amayika Kumara, Business Director of Access IQ, an initiative of Media Access Australia. And Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.